The 2014 Devil's Business Award for Best Performance in a Tragedy goes to Alcoholic. It's time for Devil's Business.
Oh, he earned it this year.
I want to thank everyone that made this possible. The Lord Jesus Christ, His Almighty Son Jehovah, the Savior of us all, the children of God.
Welcome to the Devil's Business Podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Jolly, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholic, Aaron, a.k.a. Sofane, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
All right, we're doing our year in review and predictions for 2015. Before we go into that, let's go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin. Nick, tell me the promos of the week.
Well, as you guys know, this podcast is coming out 2 days before New Year's Eve. This is it. This is the biggest party of the year in Atlanta, everybody. So if you want some discounts on some tickets to all the good venues, we've got Tongue and Groove, Cosmo Lava. Let's see, we got the Downtown Countdown, Opera, and we've also got the New Year's Eve at Moondogs, and by Atlanta Bar Tours. It's called the Atlanta YOLO NYE. So
I don't think anybody else can save you as much money at all these different parties as we can.
Dude, seriously, like we got the hookup with that promo code, some of the hottest clubs in town that are going to be the biggest parties. So you got to get in early before they, because, you know, when it gets closer to the event, they raise the rate. So get in, lock it in. Promo code SINNER. Go to MyFavoriteSin.com and click on any of the New Year's Eve events. It'll take you right to the event page, and we pre-populate, so all you have to do is decide how many tickets you want and click confirm. I mean, that's it. Save you money. Get on out. It's going to be the biggest party of the year. So easy.
Now, let's go ahead and do our year in review. This is Lessons Learned in 2014, and we'll start the stories with Sofane, Beyond Road Dome.
I learned a lot. one of my favorite things that I learned year was early in the year, I got out in Sun Group, had a super fantastic time, and brought home this really... really cute chick. So came back over to the house.
Now, how far from Tongue Groove to the house is it?
It's a good way. So we're about 40 minutes out. 30 if you drive like a native. But so I brought her back out of the house, and girl's having a good time. We've got a well-stocked bar. Right. So she's going through making herself cocktails and everything. But the problem is she can't stop talking about herself.
She's humble.
There's no time to talk about you if she's talking about her.
That's right. She's just hogging the floor. We're having drinks, and she's just going on chatty. She's walking around topless and sometimes talking about rather risque things. Nothing is happening but her talking. I got to be at work the next morning. I said, I'm calling this. I need to just go ahead and take you home because I have to work in the morning. I want to come home and get a good night's sleep.
Right.
The girl gets really upset because by this time she has drank just an overwhelming amount and is apparently out of her mind.
Right.
And I realize I've got a bit of a problem. Like, it's going to be tough to get her out of here. But finally, even though she's crying, all of a sudden she's jumping on me and said, I thought we were going to have sex. It's so hot. You know, and her fucking breath smells like hot garbage. And I'm like, oh, God, no, this is done. We need to just get you home. Where are you staying? She was like, oh, you know, in Midtown, it's quite a drive for me. So I managed to, like, scoop all of her stuff together and move it into the car and get it packed in there.
Right.
I think I've covered everything. I go to the house. I finally wrestle her over into the car. She's staggering around, like losing shoes. Yeah. And I get her in the whole time. She's like, oh, my God, I'm all staying out. Yeah, I thought we were really getting along well.
You need to go.
So finally, I get in the car, and we start driving away. And I get on the interstate, and I'm hauling ass downtown. We're like 20 minutes in, and she's still babbling about, no, I could just stay the night at your house. I'm like, I got to work tomorrow. There's no way I'm going to be able to get you to shut up. I don't even know what she's even fueled by, but apparently... Vodka just keeps her going. And so finally, all of a sudden, she starts having one of those panic attacks that people have. You know, I do it a lot when I'm talking on the phone, and all of a sudden I start freaking out, checking my pockets because I feel like I lost my phone.
Right.
Yeah. Hold on right now. Hold on just a second. I lost my phone. So she looks like she's having that, and she's like all of a sudden dumping her purse out in the floorboard of my car and everything. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't have my phone. on my phone. I'm like, what?
Did you do that on purpose?
We're halfway to Midtown.
She did the leave behind.
Yeah, so, man, I had to take this exit. And at this time, I'm just completely pissed. I don't even want her talking to me.
And exhausted.
Yes, and so we have to go all the way back out of the house. I have to go all the way back at the house, and I pull up and open the garage door, run inside, tell her to just sit there. And she's like, no, come inside. I'll just stay here. We're already back here. I'm like, you stay in this car. And I run in, and I go through everything. I cannot find this phone any of the places that I saw her at. So I go back out the car, and I open her door.
Right.
And boom. There it is. Between a seat and the door, it had just fallen down there. She had it the whole time. I came back for nothing. For nothing. And now I am just furious. Just furious. But I get back in the car and start heading back town. Back downtown. We get on the interstate. We get on Interstate 75 right. and are blowing through Kennesaw.
Foreshadowing.
She like kind of like lurches over towards me or whatever and starts grabbing at my jeans and unzipping my pants. And I know what's happening here, but I say what we all say.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
at this point, what was your frustration level at?
My frustration level was very high.
And subsiding.
Even still, while this was going on.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, even still, I don't care if maybe I'm partially on fire if you give me a blowjob. I'll stop, drop, and roll in a minute. You know, she's like fumbling. I'm like, oh, God. Jesus Christ. Fine. It's a long ride. I've already been in the car 40 minutes, and I've done nothing but make a circle. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe this will kill some time. And she seems like she's really like she's making the big push. This is why we should just turn around and go back to your house. This is going to be all sorts of this action. So she's fumbling at me. And she finally she like she pulls me out. And she's like starts giving me this super weird, sloppy, drunk blowjob.
just spit all hanging off
yeah,
the balls.
Yeah, it's just like, but you know what?
Fine. Kudos. Fine. She was trying to make amends.
I'll take it. But the one great thing about it is she has said a word.
A burnt pizza is a burnt pizza. It's still a pizza. I'll still eat it.
Yes. Yes, I'm fine with it. And she wasn't saying a word. This is the first time in like fucking 16 hours.
She shut up.
And she shut up.
So it's the sound of silence that got you off.
So it's going well, and or it was just going, but I was accepting. I was like, you know, it's quiet, and I could turn on an audiobook. And
finally listen to that.
Is that like the highway equivalent of like turning on the fucking TV, getting head?
Yes. Yes.
I figured you're putting on like Simon Garfunkel. Hello, silence once again.
So anyway, I'm making some good time, and I'm like, hey, you know what? This is all right. This is all right. I'm making okay. She kind of leans back and she looks up at me and she was like, I love giving you road dome.
Road dome.
I never heard the term before.
Me
so
either.
It actually made me laugh. Like, road dome. And,
fuck it. What a
show. So then she just attacks with more enthusiasm. She's really going at this thing.
You gave her the
really going at this thing. She's trying to, you're like, oh, no, let's get it. Oh, my God, this is going to be so great. And then she clinches up.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Sits bolt upright.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Starts just like slapping her hands all over my passenger door. Just slapping her hands all over my passenger door. And I'm like, holy shit. For. So I hit the fucking window. Roll down button. Just as she just vomits all over the inside of the car and says, open the window. Got to go all down the outside of the car.
Your paint job and your Italian leather.
Everywhere. I was like, I cannot fucking believe this. You did not just fucking vomit all over the car. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, you want some more?
No, it stings now.
I'm like, no, you sit in your vomit until I get to Midtown.
No, I'm picking spinach dip out of my pubes right now. I can't focus.
I'm seeing a lot of this, Aaron. But what did you visual. What did you learn from this now?
What I learned was probably the best thing I learned all year, And that is the phrase road dome. So I think that shit is fucking hilarious.
So it's fucking funny.
So the lesson learned is the term road dome.
Yeah. Road dome. That's what I learned.
Not the experience of picking up that girl in particular.
A lot of people spend a lot of time learning things to make their lives better. I just like to take time learning things that make my life more tolerable.
Well, I learned a very valuable lesson this year as well. I learned...
Did you?
Yes. It was very important to me. It cost me a lot of money. I had, early in the year, a STD scare where I had this panic move where I was with a dirty bird. And, of course, something happened and things and stuff. And then, like, a day and a half later, I felt like I had a very itchy urethra. Where all you hear about for STDs is burniness and itchiness and discomfort.
I'll be right back.
And I was mad and panicked at the same time. And T can attest, our family are overreactors about everything. Now, I would say...
Why would you say that?
I would say that Aaron is more of an
underreact.
Underreacts to everything.
Because, right. Actually, you came to me with this situation early on.
Right. I came to you and said...
So, am I the rational?
I would like to point out, though, you did underreact. What was it? Your leg getting bit by a spider all the way to the point where you had a massive, like...
Yeah, we had a
quarter-sized hole. So neither way is a good way to be.
Well, see, Aaron also underreacted to death, and it wasn't until other people reacted rationally to where he lived again.
Yeah. Right.
So
what happened was...
Classic Aaron.
I freak out. I mentioned something to Aaron about itchy dick, because if anybody in the group would know anything about itchy dick, it'd be this motherfucker right here. I talk to him, like, hey, man, my urethra's itching. He goes, yeah, man, I haven't given a couple days.
Just wait it out. Look, what it sounded like to me when he was explaining it was a yeast infection.
Yeah, that I got. Yeah. First off, you never said that at the time. You did not mention that at the time. So,
maybe I should.
It was still super.
Or maybe you should just listen to me and don't worry about my reasons.
I run to the health. I pay $200 something for this test. Get fully tested for everything because I figure I need to go ahead and make sure my pipes are cleaned anyway. Make sure everything's ready to rock. And, of course, then it's like 3 days. You got to wait until you get the results back. And I'm
sweating
there,
bullets.
Oh, I'm knitting a quilt.
On day three, was your urethra still all itchy?
No, actually, I was having no problems with it. Everything was fine.
But super weird.
Comes back. I am the cleanest motherfucker they've ever seen in that damn clinic.
Nice.
But the thing is, I'd already said, fuck it, I have something. I just want to know what it is. So I went ahead and ordered from Canadian Pharmacy Z-Packs for the group. I got enough for everybody.
That was nice of you. Yeah.
And so,
I did think that was a weird Christmas gift.
Really?
That's a great stock of stuff.
You're young. You'll learn the value of Zithromax
later. That's why T lost.
I will say that I bought a 12-pack of Zithromax. I will say that there has been something used out of that pack. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say that there's not all 12 still there.
Safety precautions.
But that's what I learned, is that you can save yourself a little bit of money if you just go ahead and just wait it out. If you've got it, you got it.
You got it. It's not going to had it. It's just like a little bit of AIDS, but then since you waited 4 days, now you're like super AIDS-y. I'm sorry. It's like eat up with them.
That's right. That's an unfair comparison because there is a light version of AIDS. It's called HIV. I would have gone with a different.
Oh, is that the just one calorie AIDS?
A different metaphor, maybe.
That's diet AIDS.
Tag.
So that was a lesson I learned. Basically, if you got itchy dick, just give it a week.
Yeah, I mean,
either go away or get more itchy.
Look, T, no one's here to get actual medical advice.
Just go
to listen to the doctors. Yeah.
I don't know what I should do. Maybe I should listen to those guys on the devil's business.
They'll know what to do with the itchy urethra.
Actually, if you ever have any medical questions about STDs or anything like that, go ahead and submit it to our email, devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, and we will try to answer it.
Yeah, we won't even Google it or try to back it up with research.
Right. We'll just go by a real-world experience.
Yeah. We're filled with good advice. You don't all sorts need of WebMD. Drug-using techniques.
No, you need guys who've been sweating bullets in the fucking free clinic line where the window gives you the medicine. Is that too descriptive?
No, that's the time when you lied to me because...
we're not going here. This seems superlative.
All right, anyway.
I'll tell you what I learned this year, Aaron.
So, yeah, speaking of lessons learned, Nick, you have a lesson you learned this year, a very expensive lesson as well, but trumps my cost on Lessons Learned. You learn to just own shit.
Just own shit. Basically, own shit. Don't ride or ride behind a rickety boat on a rickety wakeboard that some rickety old dude said, hey, man, this is okay. Own the goddamn boat, because I'm not going to get drugged behind somebody else's boat ever again. I'm going to buy a very large, safe boat for myself, and all you motherfuckers, anybody that comes on, is going to sign a waiver so they don't sue me if, like they, somebody, I don't know, breaks their femur like I did on his goddamn boat. So
you broke your femur and learned that you'd rather just own a boat than...
Well, I mean, the down payment on a really nice boat is about how much I paid for my fucking leg. I mean, it's over 20 grand now, so... Right.
How about some wakeboarding boots to fit?
Yeah, actually, proper bindings.
No,
got to replace the whole boat. The boat was the problem.
Yeah, I feel like the lessons learned have been terrible. You learned, I like the phrase road dumb, not don't pick up nasty skitches. Bitches, wait a week. Don't just not sleep with nasty bitches that probably have anything to eat.
Look, we know it's going to happen.
Buy a boat instead of
sleeping with nasty bitches. Had Nick spent his time sleeping with nasty bitches and not gotten on that boat.
Well, his femur would have been a lot less broken. I know that.
You don't know how nasty that bitch was. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to go into our predictions. We did this last year on one of the, I think it was the...
And I won them all.
Are we going to tally up the scores?
Yeah, I've already tallied the scores. I'll do a quick summation of what last year's was. We did seven questions last year. Most likely to die, we voted Aaron. Most likely to puke first in 2014, it was a tie between Aaron and T. Most likely to get arrested was Nick. Most likely to get hospitalized was Nick. Most likely to get slapped was a tie between T and myself. Most likely to get an STD was Aaron. And most likely to get raped by a hobo was T. Nick won, he got at least two of these in the bag. he went to the hospital.
And we called he was going to the hospital.
Yeah, but we called that. But he still gets the point. He still gets the point for actually doing it. But then he gets an extra point because he was the first one to puke. Like, I don't know if he waited a day into New Year's before he was vomiting.
Dude. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, ooh, check me out, I win.
Yeah, he was calling his win through his puke.
Yeah, you won.
he you looks like
slapped.
A winner.
You didn't get slapped this year, did you?
No, I may have gotten punched. No.
You didn't get arrested or no?
No, no cuffs.
All right. Anyway, but you won the 2014 Devil Business Award.
Best.
Did anybody else get anything? Did anybody else win any of these categories?
You're here, so that's good, right?
Okay, I know. No. I survived.
Zach, did you get fucked by a hobo?
What? Not tell no, us. That would be stupid.
The guy wasn't officially a hobo.
It still hurts when I say it.
Yeah, if I let him fuck me in my bedroom, he's not homeless.
Yes, I gave that man a place to stay. He's now my roommate.
He stayed in my butt.
The STD thing I just talked about, I don't think it was an actual STD, but yeah, it's an STI.
You had the closest scare, so you win that.
I guess I do get one. Okay, I got 1 point, then
maybe
Nick
half,
got two.
Half a point.
Nick got two and a half, maybe.
Let's just say.
Let's just say two.
Because, I did, you know, we went to the beach house or the lake house. The fucking ambulance came. The cops came.
Yeah,
I had surgery.
The cops came and you almost got us arrested. That was nice. But no one got arrested. So, I don't know. We're clear
there
for
was,
that one.
There's been several cop incidents. I don't know.
I'm just so glad that while you were injured, you had the,
foresight.
You know, the sense of mind to say, hey, it was those guys back there, and they're super trouble. Maybe you should go search the house.
There may be possibly drugs on those guys. I don't even know. Three sheriff boats come up and start questioning us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, exactly. Your plausible deniability, motherfucker. Anyway, let's go ahead and go into the predictions for 2015. The first one we're going into is most likely to fall in love with a stripper. Nick, you won this one.
What?
Yeah, survey says.
Surprise.
You got 13 out of a possible 16. Falling in love with the stripper.
Let's go to the pony.
Aaron got 10.
Yeah.
I got 9.
Respectable show.
T got 8.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because T has that sensibility. Now, I will say before I get done with all 12 of these questions that we are all very capable of doing any one of these, which is why I think it's such a close. On some of these are very close. But the second one we have is most likely to get someone pregnant. I think Nick got 15 out of 16.
Nice.
So,
I mean, nah, that sucks. Sweet, bro.
T and Aaron are at the bottom. T, you had 7. Aaron had 8.
They always
take mostly because Aaron's no longer fertile.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's not true.
Shit's all dried up.
It's a dust cloud.
You don't know that the dust that comes out the tip of my cock when I have an orgasm won't get someone pregnant or at least like pollinate a flower.
I'm convinced that the dust that shoots out the end of your dick is going to cause a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Like, that's how Walking Dead starts, is this horrible cum cloud.
Dick dust is too lazy to do it. They'll get halfway through and go,
fuck it. Let's play TV.
It's super tired.
All right. The third one is most likely to get the cops called on them. Nick, you won that one too.
Wow, 3 for 3, bro.
I'm fucking killing you guys,
dude. You got
dude.
14 out of 60. Well, I think basically what we learned was from this last year was that put your chips on Nick.
Yeah, he's like, a safe bet.
That guy's a loose cannon. You got to watch out.
I'm going to play the roulette table, and the guy keeps landing on 34. Go to 34.
Yeah, he was even locked in his apartment for 3 months of this year. Imagine if he had a full 12 months.
All right, fourth one was... most likely to be the one that shits his pants first, because I figure it without this year.
That's got
to
be Aaron, man. He's
all
going
to doo-doo. That one went to Nick, 15.
Oh, that's because I shit my pants last year.
I did not shit my pants last year, which is the first time in 3 years.
But you
years.
Still got a 13. That's a very good standing. You got 13 points on
that. I am fucking revered amongst the Devil's Business podcast.
Yeah.
T and I tie with 6 apiece. We're still, you know, game runners, but we're probably not going to poop ourselves. But Nick's got his big fear of, like, public pooping that he's going to hold something in too long
that's
and shit himself.
Yeah, he keep having cocktails. He's like, oh, God, I really got to get home sometime and shit.
Yeah.
And then have to drop one of his pants in an Uber.
I do love the Uber.
Most likely to get fired.
Can't be me.
This went to T, 15.
Yeah, I didn't even
16.
Know who to vote for that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Nick owns his own company. Aaron's vice president or whatever. I don't even have a job to get fired from.
Well, that's why if you feel like it's within 12 months, you're probably going to get a job.
Yeah, I
and
thought
lose
you would get one and then be passive aggressive about it and then get fired and then blame it on them.
I'm more of a, like, in and out really quick. Quit.
That's what
Are
she
we
said.
Still talking
that's
about,
what she said.
Yeah, sexually. Are we still talking about jobs?
All right. The sixth one we have is most likely to kiss a dude. I won that one. I got 13 points for that one. Nick was just behind that with a 12.
Right
See,
behind it, Patrick?
I have a feeling it's going to be us, right?
Was I right behind it? You were saying?
I said right there with 12. I didn't say
I
behind
actually,
it.
I gave Nick the most points for this because I had a very... well thought out theory as to why he would be the one to kiss a dude. And I really do believe that this could happen. I feel like he would possibly go out drinking and accidentally hook up with a trainee and not realize it until
his dick hit me in the face.
Maybe not even then.
If this was Always Sunny, he would be the Mac character.
Right.
Where he would just like, she's hot. I don't care if she's got dick.
Hey, man, a mouse to mouth.
Let's see. The seventh one is most likely to fuck a midget. Aaron, you got that one with 15 out of 16.
Well, look, I was like, look, if we take – if all the opportunities were the same, if everyone had a shot at a midget,
You know what?
Because like, midgets are still on my list. I
and they
10
make your
things,
dick look huge.
10 things and or human types that I wanted to have sex with in my life. And 3 of them I haven't been able to accomplish, and a midget and a paraplegic are on that.
Aaron wants to fuck a human type.
Just human-esque.
Yeah. You know,
in that range.
I'll take a dwarf, an elk, whatever.
All right. The number 8 was most likely to pee in the My Favorite Sin hot tub. Nick, you won that one.
What?
Boom. First. Look. When the hot tub gets hooked up, I'll probably still be at work. You and Patrick will jump right in it. You pee, and then he's like, oh, great, Nick. That's really great. Now I'm going to have to pee.
I have to combat his piss with my piss.
I get home 45 minutes later, and the fucking goddamn hot tub's already yellow.
Nick, you got 12 points. Right behind you with 11 points was Aaron.
Oh, man, that's unfair.
And then right behind Aaron was me with 10. So it was like, and then Zach got 7 because he would probably just show up and pee.
Yeah.
He's more always likely to show up and pee into it while we're not there.
I would politely, if we were all in the hot tub, I would turn around and pee out of the hot tub on the ground. In the grass, it's no big deal.
So the cop neighbor can see you. That's
He's that one kid at the public pool who would get out and go all the way into the bathroom.
Yeah,
because
it's
in
fucking
here.
Disgusting to pee in the. Actually, I don't go to public pool because it already has pee in it. That's gross.
All right, most likely to be the first to go to the ER, because I figure at some point all 3 or all 4
we had to
will
make
be,
it first this year.
Yeah, first to go to the ER. was a tie.
Oh.
13 points each
between
Nick and Aaron.
Yeah.
I can see why.
We feel like Nick could quickly go back there.
Yeah, and Aaron and I are the oldest,
Aaron has proven recently that he is injury prone, and he's about to take a snowboard.
He should have, yeah.
So the odds, that's why I think I put him number one, but if not, I should have, because he's definitely about to break some shit.
You know what? I decided to go for it, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
Let's see. The number 10 most likely to be sued goes to Aaron. 14. Yep.
Because you've been sued 3 times.
No, I actually put you at the bottom just because I made it, which I regret now. I just thought that you could talk your way out of like anything.
Well, like Zach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could talk my way out of anything by paying a very expensive lawyer to do all the talking for me.
Right.
Zach only got 4 points, which is the least amount of points you can get for this, because Zach doesn't own anything to be sued for. I barely have anything to be sued for. So, really, we're kind of...
I don't make people mad.
Zach has these ethics. They're so fucking annoying.
All right. And number 11, most likely to have a gun pulled on them.
And then Aaron, I know Patrick.
That's got to be Patrick.
Because we're going to go with history.
This is the only unanimous decision we had was me. I would be most likely to get a gun pulled on me. I did it once already. I'm kind
of
done.
That was
doing
just a couple of weeks ago.
It was like a month ago.
I'm upset there, Patrick. Well, you know, I understand like the priority of the one thing you learned was like, you know, your STI shit or whatever, but maybe the one thing you should, you know, I don't know, take from 2014 that could save your life is to shut your fucking mouth.
Look, an STD can kill me too.
Yeah, you could get a Z-Pak for an STD, but there's nothing you can do to shut his fucking mouth.
Except end his life.
And even then, he's got sarcastic quips for his headstone. He's already been telling me to make sure.
I did. But that, well, see, like, I smarted off to Nick. I don't remember what the hell I said and got hit in the face with a lighter.
Yeah. Oh, God. God, Patrick. Oh.
My mouth is getting me in a lot of trouble.
Patrick made some kind of little smart-ass comment that nobody even remembers, but it really made Nick mad. So Nick, just from the other side of the kitchen, wails his fucking...
It was 3 feet away.
It was pretty close.
It just wails his lighter right at Patrick's face. It hits him in the eye. Oh, God. Patrick was so mad. He's running. He had to be on set in the morning. You know what I mean? It's so important. This movie's in. And he was in there. Oh, God. Look at his eye. And it's starting to swell a little bit. It's all teary. And maybe there was a little bit of blood.
There was some blood, not tears.
So we're all outside.
Those are angry tears.
Because he's yelling. We went outside. And Nick was like, man, I really didn't mean to do that. And I'm like, well, then you shouldn't have. But then I was like, oh, here goes Patrick. And Patrick is stomping through the fucking living room. He is like on a mission. He comes breaking out the back door. And Nick's sitting on the bench by the back door. And Patrick just, he's like, gives him a big shove. He's like, fuck you, man. And like, he's all in his face. Like, he's about to start fucking punching fucking Nick in the fucking grill. I was like, oh, yeah, it's going
it's
down
a combination
now
of the smart aleck and the anger that he is able to Hulk out for sometimes.
Okay, so
how long
it
did you guys not talk? How long was the slap fight?
A day and
form
a half?
I thought it was longer than that.
I don't think it was that long.
It was like a day.
It's like a day and a half, maybe.
He needed to cool down. I gave him some space.
I just need my space. Thanks, guy.
I mean, it was my fault, but it wasn't my fault.
it was his mouth that the fucking fault it was.
And the final one for predictions of 2015 we have, most likely to be put on the sex offenders list. Nick, you think Aaron?
Sure.
T, who do you think it was going to be?
I mean, it could be either one of those two.
Oh, anybody but us. Okay, well, Aaron, you won with 12.
I would just like to go ahead and say that will most likely be accidental.
It'll probably be from road down by a school.
My thing is, you already said that you want to fuck a midget. I feel like it would be more like a mistake. Like you didn't realize a midget was a kid.
I don't like where this is turning.
Ouch. Damn. That's some shitty.
And it was a dude. Just go ahead and knock
Nick
out. Like
Nick, you were just behind him. Like Aaron got 12. Nick got 11. And then I got 10.
Yeah.
What did T get? 4?
You got 7.
You're adorable.
You gotta have sex to offend somebody.
So all I know right now is basically I'm going to crush 2015 as well, you fucking slap job.
Yeah, you were voted 6 out of the 12. Half of them, we all voted you.
Boom! Try to keep up, pussies.
T, most everything except for getting fired, T was always in the single digits on everything. He never broached
T is boring.
Hey, I'm okay with that statement.
But I feel like T has that potential of
he could just break out at
fucking,
any moment.
Like fucking a midget and then having a gun pulled on by the midget's boyfriend. And getting the midget pregnant, and then running out of the house naked in front of a kid.
And getting arrested at the hospital.
And then getting a cops called on him when he finds out that the midget was actually also a stripper. And and he's going to then recant the story in the hot tub and pee in it. I feel, and you know, go to the, it's going to be where he can actually just sweep everything in like one long story, like a crazy weekend. And T's going to get sued, and it's going to be the perfect.
It could happen. Because I feel like he sits at this table with us week after week and gets all the wrong lessons from our stories.
And that's why he never leaves the house.
Maybe if you guys didn't do all this horrible shit, all this horrible shit wouldn't happen to you. You aren't paying attention.
No, he has no legacy.
I like to reserve my wild card moments in short spurts.
Well, also, you got to see how he's lived so far. The couple of the stories he's had have been like epic stories that when shit starts to go down for T, everything unrolls. Almost like the way I tell it, you know, fucking a midget stripper. Yeah, like that would be something that would happen and then get her pregnant. Like, T doesn't just knock out one thing. He just knocks out like 10 things at once and then goes home. Like I get why he doesn't go out as often, because he just has this really bad side of just shit falls apart when
once it goes bad.
It mostly
goes real bad.
Has to do with the way that I handle the situations.
Yes. Yeah. You spin it up.
Yeah. That tend to, make it worse.
All right. Well, guys, I hope everyone has a great 2015. Thank God we can say fuck you to 2014 and move the fuck on.
Yeah, 2014 wasn't all failure. It was 2013 that sucked.
2013 was horrible.
2014 has been great to me. Breaking my leg was a fucking good thing.
Lots of learning lessons, just not funny ones for me. But I learned a lot.
Well, fantastic. Everyone, anyone listening, if you have any stories or anything you want us to talk about in 2015, send us an email at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And if you don't go live life, you don't make stories. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.